Hi, I'm Larry, and this is Larry's Sorta Fun Stories, episode 22. Most of what you'll hear or read about actually happened somewhere in my life. Sometimes you'll hear about my experiences, my strengths, and my hopes as I continue to grow as a person. You'll discover that I've made some mistakes along the way, but I'm trying one day at a time to live a better life and sharing a little as we go along. So thanks for joining me. Just a quick note, this podcast is sponsored by Z Michelson Travel. You can contact Z at zmichelsontravel.com, and Z spells her name, and Z can make your travel dreams come true. And you can check out my blog also at larryssortoffunstories.com. Now last week, my guest was Rose Galletti, and she was sharing about her young days as a one-man band at a club called Mother's in Lockport, New York. The club was owned by her friend and her family friend, Doc Righetti. We left off just as she was going to share about her family situation.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, but some remain. Oh, these places at the moment, with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Yeah, I mentioned Doc as he really became family. He was and still is family, and we're still connected today. My mom and dad had been divorced, but mom continued to love dad with all her heart and soul. However, he could not seem to return this love. My dad was quite a handsome man, and the ladies could not resist his good looks and charm. Although there were affairs, Mom continued to believe he would change and return to our family. I think he really believed he could change, but this life was not the place of peace for him. When he passed, I spoke to him in the coffin. I know you're going to heaven, and you will finally find peace there. This was not the place of peace for you. I love you.
So you were a child of a divorced family.
Yeah, and as a child of divorce, I always wanted to see my parents together. I love them both. Part of my soul belongs to my mom and part to my dad. It was my wish to have a peaceful family. I longed for this, but it was not to be. As my hands touch the precious memorabilia from Mother's, it's as if my fingers absorb the memory of emotions I felt on one of the saddest nights of my life. A broken promise from my dad. It was a night I was to perform at Mother's. I had organized relatives and friends to come to Mother's that evening. My dad said he wanted to put the family together. He said he really meant it this time. My mom, brother, and I could not have been happier. The plan was that my mom and brother would move to Florida. I would then follow after I finished college. Before I tell you of the events of that evening, I will share some background information. Prior to this, my brother had been back and forth to Orlando many times. Dad was living in Florida and wanted my brother to join him. Dad continued to promise a family move to Florida. My brother was still in his early teens. Each time he was uprooted and moved to Orlando, he would realize this was probably not going to happen. He could see this by Dad's behavior. So each time he bounced back to Buffalo. Very sad, confusing time for him, confusing time for all of us. Turmoil. Now, I have a couple of the letters that were written by my mom to my dad and brother while they were living in Florida.
Dear Dad and Son, I'm sure that all is well with you and a little excited about getting the place, which you are occupying, all fixed up. I am quite anxious to see it. If God wills, I will join you sooner than you can expect. I miss you very much. The days seem extremely long. When it's morning, I wait for the night time, and whenever it's night, I wait for the morning and get very disappointed that there's no mail from you. So far, the only piece of mail we got is the card you sent out from Georgia. Tonight, Rose goes to audition for the PBS auction telethon. I'll be very disappointed if she doesn't get chosen, 'cause let's face it, she is great. It gets kinda lonely around here without you most times. I feel it the most when Rosie has to go out with the girls or go to Mother's. I don't even have anyone to go to the West Side with, so I don't usually go. Since you're not around, I have no one to throw the garbage bags out for me. I can't count on Rosie to do it, 'cause every time I tell her to do something, she says, quote, stars don't do those things. Regardless of what I ask her to do, so you see what I'm up against.
Although you can feel the sadness in Mom's letters, you can also feel her hope springs eternal.
So what was happening back at the club that night?
Well, back to that evening, as friends and relatives began to arrive, the joy everyone felt was evident. Everyone knew our hearts had been broken so many times, and all were elated and believed this was finally going to happen. Our family would be united in Florida. I had even ordered a cake to celebrate the occasion. My mom had driven to Mother's with me that evening. My dad would be driving in a separate vehicle. I greeted guests and well-wishers and began my performance. I completed my first set, and Dad had not as yet arrived. During the intermission, I continued to visit with our guests. Once again, I returned for the second set. I sang and sang. It seemed forever. Once again, it was time for my second break from my performance. Still no Dad. My heart was getting heavier. I approached Mom. I could see she was weary and broken. I don't think he's coming, Ro. I'm not proud of my next actions, but it was something I needed to do. I stormed into the back room of Mother's, picked up the phone, and called the woman we all knew to be his mistress at the time. In an impassioned and enraged voice from the depths of my soul, I commanded her, "Let me talk to my father, you bitch." She passed the phone to my father. Full of emotion, I began to speak. I cannot recall my exact words. They were bitter words, mostly blurred in my ears by tears. I'm sure he was remorseful for the way things were, but I truly do not think he had the strength or will to change. Yet another broken promise from my father. I knew I would need to go back into the club and tell Mom he was not coming that evening. Helpless moments. I knew there would be nothing I could say or do to console her. I could not make my father be who we wanted him to be. I explained the new developments to my family and friends. Of course, the show must go on. And so it did. It was a night that will forever be indelibly etched on my heart. Sad, but I am ever grateful to God. These experiences have given me incredible strength and made me who I am. And I love me.
Jesus said you need to love yourself.
He did indeed. And I do. Yes. I do. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me, Larry.
Thank you for sharing your soul.
As I mentioned, my first engagement at Mother's lasted 15 months. Then, in February 1976, Doc decided he needed to change to another form of entertainment.
What would that be?
Oh my goodness, funny you should ask. Topless dancers.
You didn't want to stay and play for topless dancers?
I would no longer be singing at Mother's. Once again, I was in an arena of competition with naked chicks.
Oh my goodness.
I could not, should not, and would not compete, Larry. This would begin my hiatus from Mother's. my family and I would remain friends with Doc. However, once again, things would change a few months later in July. Tune in for Act Two of Mother's The First 50 Years.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my.
You do know that that's one of my favorite songs. Thanks, Rose, for being with us here on Larry's Sort of Fun Stories.
Thanks, Larry.
Dry martini, jigger of gin. What a spell you got me in, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly?
Can I sing along?
Give me loving, baby. I feel high.
What a way to end Larry's Sort of Fun Stories today. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Rose, for sharing with me here. I hope you've been encouraged to hear Rose's story, and perhaps this story resonates with you. Perhaps you can even identify with the story. You can see that there are many parts of our lives that we all have in common. I'd love to hear from you. The best way to do that is on my website, LarrySortOfFunStories.com. That's LarrySortOfFunStories.com. Drop me a line or just share a story, and maybe you will be here on the podcast with me. And again, if you want your travel dreams to come true, check with Z. Michelson Travel and let her know what you want to do, and she can make your travel dreams come true. Again, thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Larry, always looking for a sort of fun story to share with you.